Welcome back to Invested IQ Q&A. Let's jump into investing basics with question one. Question one is, what is the top-down analysis? Or another word for us is what is the top-down approach to the market? So let's talk about this. It's a great question. You may hear this term in the market, and oftentimes people get confused with exactly what it means. And what it basically is before selecting a stock, oftentimes if it's a stock that we're not familiar with, or maybe it's in a specific area of the market that we're not familiar with, what happens is we end up diving in and doing just a little bit of in-depth research as to what is going on with this stock or what type of a stock is it. Now, we have to make sure, because the market is comprised of so many different companies, we have to make sure that we know what our company that we're looking to invest into actually does, because there will be competitive companies kind of in the same area or the same area of business in the market. And so really, the top-down analysis is a way for us to determine what type of a company we're looking at and what type of a performer is that company against other companies that are very, very similar. So if we break down the markets and stocks into a couple of different areas, area one would be the broad market or the general market. So that might be something like looking at the S&P or the Dow Jones or the NASDAQ. Those are specific markets. Okay, now within those markets, we could break down every company and every stock in that market into what we call sectors. Now, the sectors are very, very specific groups of the market. So there's an energy sector. There's a consumer staples sector. There's a utility sector. And so you can do some very quick research by going online and typing in sectors or market sectors, and you will find a lot of information on what the different sectors are. Now, what we want to do is find out what sector our stock is in, and specifically within that sector, how does it perform? So for example, if I take, let's say, the S&P and I break it up into the different sectors, and let's say I'm trading something like Apple. Apple is in the technology sector. So what I would then do is go into the S&P, break it down into sectors, find out it's the technology sector. Then I would go into the technology sector and figure out where does Apple sit with its competitors or the companies that are also in the same sector. And the bottom line, what I'm trying to determine is how does Apple square up against the other companies in the sector? Or oftentimes, you can find that your company might make up the majority of that sector. So it may be the blue chip company of that sector. So for example, Apple's pretty big when it comes to the technology sector. So there will be some smaller companies in the technology sector. But if Apple moves, there's a good chance that that sector is going to move because it makes up a big portion of that sector. So again, to kind of review, the reason why we need to know what the top-down analysis is we need to first of all figure out where is the market going? Is the market going up? Is it going down? How is the market performing? Then we break it down into the sectors. What sectors are performing or not performing in the broad market? And then we break it down into what specific companies are in that specific sector and which one of those are either outperforming or underperforming. And so by doing this top-down analysis or this top-down approach, you really can learn and get a sense of what type of company you're looking at to invest into. And you can also have a very, very good sense as to how that company squares up against the overall market. So do you have the best company out there in technology or the high flyer, the big performer out there? Or do you have one of these really small companies that don't really make up a large portion of a specific sector? Or maybe you have one that is just underperforming. It's one of the worst companies out there in the overall sector. And so you really start to get a sense of what type of investment you're looking at. And from there, you can determine if you even want to be involved with that type of an investment. So again, the top-down analysis is just a comparison of the market, sector, and then stock. And really all we're trying to do there is determine what our stock is, how it performs, and if it's really something that we would consider looking to invest into.